Today, the state Senate takes up a plan to change how required minimum funding for Massachusetts schools is calculated. It's a plan that could cost as much as $2 billion in additional school spending. WBUR's Max Larkin from our Edify team has been brushing up on his accounting skills and is here to explain what's at stake. Hi, Max.
Hi, Bob.
So this is an adjustment, as I understand it, to what's called the foundation budget. Why don't you tell us exactly what that is for the unfamiliar?
You know those lines in front of a carnival ride that say, you must be this tall to ride?
Yeah.
The foundation budget is that for a public school district. You must spend this much money, no less, to provide an adequate education for your students. But unlike the carnival ride, it's not a fixed amount. It kind of varies based on what a given district looks like. So it assumes, for instance, that every district is going to spend about 3.5% more on their special education students. And it does the same for other populations. English learners cost a little more, low-income students cost a little more, even though those groups tend to vary widely from district to district.
So it sounds like, in effect, that poor communities in Massachusetts who have many of these students would have to spend more?
That's right. The foundation budget takes for granted that low-income districts like Lynn or Lawrence that may have a lot of immigrant students who are learning English or students who come from low-income households, that they're going to have to spend a little bit more. But at the same time, those districts get more state aid. So this foundation is kind of a balancing mechanism. It's a way to try to figure out the actual cost of public education and then to distribute it fairly.
All right, so back to why they're considering the foundation budget. Is it that the numbers don't add up anymore?
Yeah, that's the problem. The formula for setting this budget was set back in 1993 as part of a bigger suite of education reforms. Back then, the legislature knew that those numbers would drift around, so they wrote a plan into the bill. We'll have a commission meet every 4 years and review. But that didn't actually happen until 4 years ago. And when the commission finally did meet, they found that certain costs were way out of whack with where they were expected to be. In particular, the cost of health care, which has been rising incredibly quickly, and the cost of special education. And yet, districts absolutely have to pay those costs. So that means they've had to make cuts elsewhere. A town like Lowell is spending twice what it's expected to spend on health insurance for its employees. That means it's spending about half what it was expected to spend on textbooks, building maintenance, things like that. The Foundation Budget Review Commission, as it's called, was chaired by State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz. She says this has become an urgent problem.
We are abdicating a constitutional responsibility, and we have some of the biggest opportunity and achievement gaps in the nation here in Massachusetts. You know, that is not a list that we want to be at the top of.
Max, you mentioned the dramatic rise in the cost of health insurance since 1993. What are some of the other areas that the commission says need to be changed in recalculating the cost of education?
Well, for one thing, we talk about sometimes out-of-district special education. Think of students with severe autism, severe emotional difficulties who need a special facility that can help them with those problems. And that costs a lot more than the formula estimated back in 1993, almost 60% more. When you put together all the places where this foundation budget is now well off target, it ends up underestimating the baseline cost of public education in Massachusetts by as much as $2 billion by one estimate.
Well, now we're talking about big money here. So what's the proposed solution?
Well, Sonia Chang Diaz wants to tinker with the formula. For example, her bill would change the estimated special education cost from 3.75% more to 4% more. It would peg employee benefits to the quickly rising costs of health insurance, a lot of other things, and they sound like small changes. But if the bill were passed, it would raise the expected cost of schooling by millions of dollars over the course of its implementation, and that would mean sending a lot more state aid to poor districts who traditionally get it. Those districts may have made difficult cuts in the last few years, closing school libraries, laying off staff, and this might represent a way to turn back the clock on some of those changes.
I can't get that $2 billion number out of my head, Max. It's such a lot of money. What's your sense about whether you think lawmakers are ready to go along?
Listen, $2 billion is a lot of money, and of course there's concern anytime a number that big is raised. But lawmakers are finding themselves under a lot of pressure on this issue. For instance, a busload of people from Brockton are traveling to the State House for today's debate. They're planning to warn lawmakers that the city could move forward with a lawsuit if something doesn't change. Brockton Superintendent of Schools Kathleen Smith says this isn't just a fight for cash-strapped districts like hers. She's hearing from people all around the state.
Whether it's my counterparts in the South Shore, whether it's rural districts, I've been receiving phone calls from superintendents, from community members that want to join and start to have this dialogue.
The fact that so many communities, rich and poor and rural and urban, feel their schools are being asked to do more than what's reasonable, that could be the thing that pushes this ambitious bill over the top.
All right, WBUR's Max Larkin will be covering this debate. Max, from our Edify team, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.